USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans continue to struggle for some normalcy, the pandemic is now heading into its third year. Dr. Fauci said Americans should cancel their New Year's Eve parties due to the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Fauci also relayed new CDC guidelines about quarantining.
You have so many people simultaneously testing positive. You want to make sure that, particularly among essential workers, that you get people out there much sooner, and by much I mean cutting it in half, saying that 5 days of isolation, then come out and wear a mask for the rest of the time.
Dr. Fauci did not provide any scientific evidence showing this is a sound decision. Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some West Virginians applaud Senator Manchin standing against the partisan Build Back Better bill.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he won't support President Biden's Build Back Better Act, leaving it with little or no chance of passing in the Senate. West Virginia Chamber of Commerce President Steve Roberts claims Senator Manchin represented their state's residents' interests by saying no on the social spending bill.
For us here in West Virginia, it taxes energy production and adds to the cost of natural gas. I think all of those things cause us in West Virginia to say that Senator Manchin is right, Senator Capito is right in saying this is not the right answer to the problems that we're trying to solve in our country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer announced there would be a vote on Build Back Better next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
More details on political posturing are coming out of the mostly partisan January 6th commission. Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense under President Trump, told Newsmax that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said no in writing to Trump sending 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen to help protect the Capitol on January 6th.
You'd think the January 6th Select Committee would be investigating January 6th, not Afghanistan, not Somalia, not fantasy phone calls and trips with the president, but January 6th. And I reminded the January 6th committee, this is the only thing I can say publicly, is that the DOD Inspector General under President Biden found that the Department of Defense acted appropriately, swiftly, and without delay. You would think they would turn to that document and ask questions about it. I have to submit it for the record. And there's a public DOD timeline that's out there that explains that people aren't looking at that was signed by the Secretary of Defense and Chairman of the Secretary of the Army. 2 days before January 6th, we were in the Oval Office that basically the president authorized 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women around the country if needed. And the law requires that authorization. So President Trump preemptively took that action. We, the Department of Defense, went to Mayor Bowser, the Capitol Hill Police, who are, of course, reporting to Nancy Pelosi, and said, look, we have the authorization, but we need the request under federal law to come from the mayor and the Capitol Police. They said no in writing.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.